West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order.
Stand for the pledge and prayer, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all been provided with a copy of the November 26th regular council meeting minutes. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion approved.
Second.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Okay, under correspondence, got a letter dated December 6th from W. Quicksall and Associates detailing some grants. I'll pass that on to the road administrator. And got a seminar notice regarding how managers become great leaders, and I will pass that on to the village administrator. Got the Public Works magazine. And last but not least, last week, you all got an email from me where I passed on the results of our sanitary survey conducted by the Ohio EPA on November 20th. They've got the official letter here. They've made a number of recommendations. In talking with Deborah Prim, she told me that these are all potential violations, but because we're in discussions with the city of Coshocton, and they would go through as strictly as recommendations. I have some concerns on here. Number five, about the contingency plan, why that had not been taken care of. And there's one on here about water meter calibration replacement program. And then there's another one here deals with the
Clearwell
and why that has not been cleaned. And I'm asking the village administrator to report back next Monday with an explanation to those as to why those have not been taken care of out of the water treatment plant operator. So I'm not going to read it in detail. You've all got it here. If the public cares to see this, it will be available in the village administrator's office as well. Okay, no citizens' comments. Department reports fire.
Mayor, council member, news media. What we have is a volunteer firefighter dependency board, and what this is, if we have to lose one of our firefighters or fatality, it takes care of the wife and the children for as long as they live. And the committee's been set in place. We've got the same committee, the same chair, the same secretary. And when it comes up on your agenda, Ms. Maurer will read the thing so you can approve for this evening. Does anybody have any questions? I think it gives like $1,000 a month for the wife and then about $300 for each citizen in the family. It's a good deal. If you have to pay so much, a percentage of your full tax thing when you get through, like I think $300, something of that nature. It's a good investment.
Yeah. I sent everybody a test email yesterday. Amy's the only one who's plugged back and caught it, so rest of you plump. Accidentally hit October's reports and attached it to the email, passing around November's there for everybody. I got one extra copy for the mayor. Amy, whoever doesn't get that.
I got the email.
Just a little bit of it?
Yeah.
All right, total calls in November is 13, one building fire. We had three rescues, or 5 rescue and emergency medical calls, 4 hazardous condition calls and 2 good intent, 1 false alarm call, CO activation. Incidents, Village West Lafayette 4, Lafayette Township 6, Oxford Township 2, White Eyes 1, nothing in Linton or nothing out of the townships. 75 firefighters responded, $690 last month. Work on emergency calls was 54 hours and 4 minutes. Volunteer hours was 38. Fire loss in November was 2,500. Year to date, we're at 99,220. Last year to date, was at 15,700. Call volume, we're at 148 calls this year. It's 143 last year.
All right, thank you. Fire chief is out today, so I'll read the, or police chief, excuse me, is out today. You're there. The police chief is off today, so I'll read the police report. Accident reports are 1, calls and complaints 144, criminal arrests 2, domestic complaints 5, felony cases 0, follow-ups 55, traffic arrests 9, traffic stops 30, warnings 25, speed warnings issued 2, speed citations issued 0, miles driven was 1,745, and the department consumed 187.83 gallons of fuel. Fiscal officer.
Last week I attended a payroll law seminar, so I'm just working on building up my training sessions and stuff there, so I worked on that last week and had the month end of November passed around. I think everybody's passed that around and signed it. The bills are also being passed around and ready for approval. That's all I have.
Solicitor?
I prepared a new easement. Heather might go into more detail about the storm sewer project needing an amendment. And I'm just working on some court stuff on behalf of the village.
Okay. Village administrator.
Salt has been delivered this week. We got another 50 tons, so we're good for this winter season. We should not go over that, but knock on wood there. The park and the council chamber lights, we have an electrician coming to look at it and hopefully get those fixed for the outside. The one at the park, we keep changing those huge bulbs in it, and it works for like an hour a day and then it goes out, so we think there's a short somewhere in the pole. I have been in talks with the USDA learning how to do the application to apply for vehicles and rifles. They have like grant opportunities there, so it's like an 11 page document that you have to go through with them, so going through that. Leaf pickup is complete. They put the truck away. They cleaned it today, so they picked up a few piles that were left, but they're done with that now. The 2 smaller red dump trucks, they're serviced for the winter. One of them is set up for salt and plowing, and the other one we're going to put the plow on, and then we're probably going to set up the big yellow dump truck for our other salt spreader as well. Johnson Street sewer project, like he was saying, there was an additional easement. We had to move the lift station over a little bit because whenever they were going to set it up straight, they would hit overhead power no matter how they maneuvered it. So they moved it over a little bit, so we got an easement just for that corner. But they are planning to start this week at the pump station. Hopefully everything goes well and they're able to do that. I don't really have much else.
The only other thing I'll add in there is we talked about last council meeting, I was concerned about the trees in the road on the 100 block of Union. That is being cleaned up. It's much better now than it was, and I think that'll be soon. And one other issue that village administrator in the last week that the two of us addressed together is that we found a business operating within a residential area, and we gave them a letter to cease and desist. And other than that, I think that's it. Okay, committee reports, buildings and properties.
Buildings and properties met 12:04 at 7 o'clock, we discussed those properties at the intersection of Vine and North Vine and West Railroad, the fencing problem with the rocks. We couldn't find anything in the zoning that said that they weren't able to have it where it's at. He's got two big rocks that sets on either side of the fire hydrant, so if somebody comes around, if they hit something, they're not going to hit the fire hydrant, they're going to hit the big rocks.
Is there an adequate clearance, Chief?
Yep.
The administrative code calls for 3 feet circumference around the fire hydrant. That's not possible down there. It's 19 inches from the edge of the fence to the steamer connection on the hydrant, and that's way under 3 feet. And it's in the administrative code, if you'd like for me to bring it over and show you, but the fence should be moved and the rocks should be out of it, because there's no way we can hook up to that hydrant.
Okay.
If you want, you can have the village administrator simply just serve a notice to have it removed.
Okay. How far would the fence have to be moved, Chief, to give adequate clearance?
It's going to have to be 2 feet anyhow.
Is it just in the area? Could they take the fence and...
I don't want them to just take a section out of the fence. Because where my SOP is, I want a 10-foot square area around my fire hydrant. When the guy gets off the truck, I want him to make a wide sweep, come around, lock the hose in. He needs a good bit of area. He's going to be stumbling over the fence, plus the rocks or the stones that's there, and it's going to be a safety hazard.
I'm just trying to figure out how we can work with him. If he can take that one section and go like a 10-foot square.
Because they made sure a wrench could go all the way around, turning that hydrant on and off.
You got time to, yeah, you got room to do that, because the wrench itself is 18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if he has to hit the connection on the side of the fence, I see what the chief's saying.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if he could like put a 10-foot box in there to satisfy him to protect his equipment.
I don't have any question about him protecting his equipment, but it's just the safety of our people.
Could we have him cut it out like that, he's saying? 10 foot, and then move it 10 foot in, and then 10 foot, and then ease it.
Yeah, if he would do it. If he'll do that right now,
okay.
He'll do that.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, we got to make sure whatever we do is within the code. So, Heather, if you would work with the solicitor to get that figured out, then. Okay.
Okay, I have one more yet.
Okay.
At the intersection of East Park and North Kirk, there's supposed to be a large rock in the intersection. Said it's been there for months. I've been over 4 or 5 times. Not in the intersection, it's right in the corner where they've been running through his yard. He stuck a rock there.
It's in his property?
It's
mm-hmm.
Not in the village right away?
I'm not sure how, yeah, it isn't in the village right away.
If it's in the village right away, then we have a basis for moving it.
But it's not hurting anything. There's nothing.
It's not a permanent.
Yeah, it's not
no.
permanent. It can be.
What is it?
It's a rock. Yeah.
Because somebody's been cutting into his yard there in the corner.
So it would be just like as if they put a stake on the corner for them to cut wider.
Yeah.
So it's not hurting
anything. There's multiple
anything.
Places in this village that has those rocks on the corners.
Yep.
I'd like to put some in front of my house so my idiot neighbor doesn't drive to my yard.
Well, if they're on personal property, they hit the rock, then it's...
Yeah.
Property owner's responsibility.
But
it's not
hurting anything. It's not
yeah.
in the road.
It's
never been
structure.
In the road.
I made the turn and
Who signed the complaint?
No one.
There's two of them, remember, Ron?
Yeah, they're anonymous and they don't have to be signed.
Yeah.
I think I knew where they came from, but you know, it's just simply up what I think and not what I know, so. Well, unless there's no action on this body's behalf, leave them alone. Okay, one other thing I have, I met with the owner of 217 East Main Street, the ongoing citation there. He's been given 30 days, and if he's not in compliance, then he'll be cited in the municipal court. I had a meeting with him. Tim, you've got a copy of the letter. Okay, business community development.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community relations. Tim?
There was no parade due to rain. Santa Claus still went to the Baptist church and passed out treats and listened to what they wanted. There's no meeting in December. She said she'd let me know about having any in January. She didn't think they're going to, probably won't be till February.
Finance.
Finance met tonight. Finances look good. The end of November cash summary, we've all taken a look at, and we need to have a motion to approve it. Please.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Hordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
And, okay, that's all for me. Oh, no. We are, I need a motion to change our health insurance coverage to an HRA instead of an HSA.
Well, back up a minute. It's not our health insurance, but it's a funding mechanism to help pay for health costs. It's a health savings account versus a health, what's the part?
Reimbursement
account. So we're getting close to our health insurance renewal and switching from, we're currently with an HSA, and the recommendation from the committee is to go to an HRA. The difference is that the money we fund it with when the employee leaves, the money stays with the village if it's not expended. The HSA, they take it with them. And the committee's recommendation, Chris, I believe, was the HRA.
Yes, the HRA.
Same funding as the HSA. So the proper motion would be is to adopt an HRA effective January 1.
Replacing the HSA.
Yeah, HSA.
Any questions?
No, I heard most of it back there. Oh, okay. I think Tim wanted any. Had any.
What's that?
If you had any questions on that, I was.
I'll make the motion to replace the HSA with an HRA.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Hordenkircher?
Yes.
Okay. Fire Dependency Board. Chris, you were going to talk about it?
Yes. Fire Dependency Board met tonight, and everybody from last year is on board again, so that would be Tim and I as council members. Glenn Hill.
Donnie Lusk.
Donnie Lusk for the fire department. Marty Glazier is the resident, and Glenn is the chief, is the chairman.
And Amy, you'll need to
sign
that.
Yep.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Ordinance.
Nothing this time, man.
Park Board.
Nothing tonight.
Planning Commission.
Nothing on the Planning Commission, but I do have a meeting with these you two over in New Philly. There it is, Public Works, sorry. You keep throwing my papers around. Nothing on the regional planning.
I saw the Ohio Municipal League put out an alert today. I emailed it to all of you, but it shouldn't affect us because we're not involved with the SEP. But they're trying to take more money away, and if we were in a SEP, then it could impact us, but it doesn't look like it will. So
is that the blast they sent out today?
Mm-hmm. Public safety.
Public safety, as far as I know, the fire department has no problem with the exception of that hydrant we're talking about, we're going to get taken care of. Glenn and Damon, do you have any questions or anything? Are you ready for to have a meeting, or do you still want to postpone for a while?
Yeah, we can postpone. We don't need anything right now.
Do what?
We don't need a meeting right now.
Okay, thank you.
All the 2019 contracts are signed back.
Okay.
I signed the last of them earlier, or the last week, I guess.
The police department, basically what they want is a discount on tokens for washing their cars, so I'm working on that.
Anything to save money. Public Works.
We met on the 12th, and we discussed a proposed water sewer extension project that may be coming in the future. Heather's doing some investigation into that, so. That's all we did. Did a lot of.
Nothing from records retention and nothing from rules. All right, we've got three ordinances, two ordinances and a resolution that are up for their second reading. 2816, an ordinance to make permanent appropriations for current expense and expenditures of the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019. And that is the second reading, and at our meeting next Monday, we'll give it the third and final reading. Ordinance 2018-70, an ordinance establishing the 2019 pay and benefits schedule for the Village of West Lafayette and replacing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. It's the second reading. It also will get its third reading next Monday night. And finally, Resolution 2018-71, a resolution to approve publishing of the Ohio Checkbook Transparency website for the Village of West Lafayette. And that's its second reading. Again, it will have its third reading next week. Under other business, I don't have anything tonight. Anybody else? Mini meetings. Tomorrow night we have the, Water Committee meets tomorrow night. Anybody else?
Not before next Monday.
Just go ahead and put it on the books. December the 18th, Water Committee will also be meeting.
And the negotiation team will be meeting with the City of Coshocton.
Same time?
No, the 18th is at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock here, just negotiating team.
What time
tomorrow
is the
night is 6:30.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
On the 18th?
On the 18th.
Yeah, it's just a meet and greet, basically.
Because they want to call beforehand and talk to him and get his advice before that.
Yeah, we'll probably do that. But this is just initial meet and greet to set a timeline. Okay, no other committee meetings. Bills have been around. Motion to approve them.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
I'd like to thank Counselor and everybody for doing a good job this year. You girls and everything. Keep up the good work.
We had a motion to adjourn.
Second.
No one else wants to leave.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
We are adjourned until next Monday night at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, that's our last meeting of the year.
About 4 or 5 meetings.
I'm just going to email you.
Send me an email.
I will.